This is Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow. You might picture stem cells as lab specimens hanging out in a petri dish, quietly differentiating under a microscope. But did you know stem cells are also lurking throughout your body? In your brain, your heart, your guts, your skin, your bones? We know they're there, but what's less clear is what causes them to turn on, what might trigger them to regenerate the organs and tissues where they live. Well, now scientists have figured out one way to switch on that process. They were able to make stem cells do a little construction work, rebuilding the dentin in rat teeth, and they did it with laser light. Dave Mooney is a bioengineer at Harvard. His work appears this week in the journal Science Translational Medicine. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Mooney.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Is this a new idea, shooting lasers at stem cells?
Yes and no. So the idea that lasers could be useful in medicine is an idea that's been around for quite a while, and lasers are frequently used to destroy tissues. And there have been some reports that lasers could induce regeneration, but in the past, the mechanism was not clear. People didn't really understand how the laser light could end up relating or causing regeneration.
So you were actually able to regenerate the dentin in damaged teeth in rats?
Correct.
Tell us how you did that.
Okay, so in this case, we don't want to wait for the rats or mice to get cavities on their own, we actually induce damage with a drill. So we use a drill similar to what would happen in your dentist's office. In this case, create defects through the enamel, which is the hard part on the outer component of your teeth, and then the dentin into the pulp, which is the soft part in the middle. And then we would take a laser, and we would shine it onto that damaged tissue for a few minutes, and then we would put a temporary filling over the damaged location, and then we'd wait a few weeks and go back and look to see if there was regeneration of this dentin, which is a bone-like tissue.
And you found there was?
Yes, we found that there was a significant increase in the amount of dentin that would form when we did the laser treatment as compared to no treatment.
And the idea is that the laser light stimulated stem cells that are just normally circulating around the teeth to start growing and repairing.
These stem cells are normally resident in the soft tissue and the inside of your tooth. And what we found is that the laser will activate these cells to differentiate them into the types of cells that are capable of forming dentin. And they will then form some of this dentin tissue to regenerate the tooth structure.
Do you have any idea why that happens?
Yes, I think the most important part of this work relates to the very careful studies that were done to try to elucidate the actual pathway and kind of connect the dots between the laser and the regeneration. And what we're able to demonstrate was that when you shine the laser on the tissue or even on a body fluid, that you generate small reactive chemicals called reactive oxygen species. And these are things that normally exist in the body in very small concentrations. And some of the energy of the laser light is absorbed by the tissue and results in an increase in the number of these reactive oxygen species. They then are able to liberate something called a growth factor. And growth factors are substances in the body, proteins, that have a variety of activities, including causing cells to multiply, but also they're important in things like activation of stem cells. And so these reactive oxygen species then turned on this growth factor, and the growth factor then, in turn, activated the stem cells. They're able to kind of delineate the pathway from shining the light until seeing the dentin formation.
And can you do this in humans, too?
Yes, presumably you should be able to do this in humans. There are actually, if you go to the literature, there's a number of papers that are out in the literature today where people have tried things like this, not understanding how it was working. And there's been a number of reports that there can be some regeneration, though not always in a very well-controlled type of study. So this work really lays the groundwork for some very carefully controlled clinical studies in the future, where you can thoroughly test how well this idea translates to human biology.
Yeah, because my question is, of course, if you can do this regrowing the dentin in the teeth, and it's not the whole tooth that we're growing here, why not cells in a heart or, you know, broken bones, things like that, if you could shine laser light into those places?
Yeah, that's a really provocative concept and really exciting idea, in that this approach may be broadly useful. You know, we've only shown it in regeneration of a part of a tooth structure, but you're right that this same concept should also apply to regeneration, for example, of skin tissue, or you could utilize it in the heart, either on the stem cells that exist in the heart tissue. And the particular factor we've identified here also has other functions, for example, in modifying inflammation. So we may also be able to use this approach in things like inflammatory diseases, where the activity that arises from the laser maybe isn't activating a stem cell, but maybe down-regulating immune cells. So we think this could be a very broadly useful approach to activating biological processes in a very non-invasive manner.
You know, we keep hearing that people take antioxidants to make their body better, but you're saying the oxidants are good in this case.
Yes. Yeah, so in limited doses, as my grandfather always used to say, everything in moderation. And here, what we found is when you shine the laser on the tissue or cultured cells, for example, you will generate some of these reactive oxygen species locally, and up to a certain point that you get a benefit from them. If you generate too many, then it can become destructive. So there's a window in which you want to operate.
Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating about the idea that this might help explain inflammation, as, you know, people are saying now inflammation is one of the great causes of illnesses. And this might be an explanation of how that works?
Yeah, we haven't connected those dots, so I can't claim that this helps us understand how inflammation works. But what these results do suggest is that this could be a means to try to decrease inflammation and perhaps decrease some of the negative effects that we see of inflammation in the number of chronic diseases.
So where do you and other researchers go with this now?
Yeah, so there's basically two directions to take from the work we've described here. One is to take it towards human use, and the first author on this paper, Praveen Irani, who's a very talented dentist scientist. He has both a DDS and a PhD degree, and he's now down at the NIH, and he's made it one of his missions in life is to move this into human clinical trials. So that's something he's trying to put the framework together to do right now. And then the other direction is, as you just were inquiring, is to explore just how broadly useful this might be and whether it can be used in other systems beyond teeth. And so that's more of a fundamental research question that we're beginning to explore in the laboratory.
Fascinating, Dr. Mooney. Fascinating. Thank you. Thank you for taking time to be with us, and good luck to you.
My pleasure.
Dave Mooney is a bioengineer at Harvard University in Cambridge. His work appeared this week in the journal Science Translational Medicine.